Hi, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in or when you're listening to this. Thanks so much for joining. As we know from learning together over the past weeks, V'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. The Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome again to the Counting Toward Sinai. It's a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dr. Hindi Posey. I'm from Los Angeles, and I'm really excited to be learning together today about how the Torah can be acquired through Lilmod Al Menas La'asos, or learning for the sake of doing. This is such a fascinating topic because I think when we hear it, the first and simple, easiest explanation is that we learn in order to make our Torah actionable. Indeed, that's what we do in everything in life. We learn certain amounts of math so that we can understand how to do calculations that we need, be it for cooking, grocery shopping, taxes, whatever. And we learn the Torah. We learn it so that we can make the Torah actionable, so we know what to do. How do I keep a kosher kitchen? What are the rules and the laws of keeping Shabbos? How do I have to prepare for going to the mikveh? How do I build a sukkah? How do I search for chametz? All of these things that we need to learn in order to be able to do. So at first glance, it seems like, wow, this is an easy one. Check. Lilmod al menas lasos. We learn in order to do because we live regular lives and we have to learn the rules about them. God-fearing Jews, we want to be engaged as halachically bound, binding, observing Jewish people. But hold on one second. That's a lovely idea. Except wait, has anyone ever learned Sefer Vayikra? When was the last time you or I brought a korban? There are so many parts of our learning, whether it be the Chumash, whether it be in Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, other Sifrei Torah, books abound. There are lots of things that we do that are learning that are not directly actionable, meaning they're not directly relevant to the activities that I do in 2024 on a day in, day out. Again, I haven't brought a korban. You probably haven't brought a korban. Yet we're not getting rid of Sefer Vayikra. So what exactly does Lilmod al menas la'asos, or learn for the sake of doing, mean when it comes to things that perhaps are not directly relevant from an action standpoint? I'd like to present three possibilities. The first is Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that when you learn, and when you find a way to connect that learning to anything, just to something, even if it's far-fetched, even if just a simple connection, but something, you learn and you find a way to connect it to some sort of practice in your life, then your learning is enhanced. Meaning your learning is stronger when you don't see the learning as just abstract, but it is somehow relevant to your personal life. Even if we're learning about something that we may never do, if we can somehow connect it, again, albeit even a very tenuous, a far-fetched, any way of connecting, but our learning becomes enhanced. The Abarbanel says actually a very similar idea, but almost on the flip. The everyday life, says the Abarbanel, the la'asos part, whereas Rabbeinu Yonah was looking at the lilmod part, it's the lilmod that's stronger. Abarbanel says the la'asos, the doing, the everyday life, that is enhanced if we're able to connect it in some way to something we've learned. Our la'asos is better. It is a more Torah-dic life. It is a more meaningful life. It is more fulfilling and more purposeful of a way of living when we're able to think about how that connects to something we've learned. I've always been fascinated by the book Halachic Man by Rav Soloveitchik. I think about this in a similar way. What was Rav Soloveitchik's idea on Halachic Man? Is just Even just going outside as a regular walk and seeing something outside in nature and then connecting it. Oh, what might the halacha be about that? Looking as a perspective, our life, our everyday living, says the Abarbanel, is enhanced if we think about how it might be connected to our learning. And says the Rabbeinu Yona, our learning is enhanced if we can connect it, even in some way, to our everyday life. And perhaps in these times now, as we are indeed growing stronger and stronger together as a community, sadly because of atrocities that befell us since October and onward, but I think there might even be a third explanation. Merging the Rabbeinu Yona and the Abarbanel perhaps together. Not just that my learning or my life is enhanced, but that our collective learning and our collective life are enhanced when we learn as a people. Meaning, even if I am learning something that I personally may not be doing, so perhaps I'm learning the halachos of tefillin, but there is some other Jew who will be doing that task. We are part of a greater collective, and therefore our learning is actualized on a broader sense. So whether I am learning al menas la'asos me, if I am learning for the action for me, maybe, maybe not. But my learning will be enhanced, and therefore my living will be enhanced when I am learning for the purpose of Am Yisrael, of the collective, because somebody else might be doing the thing that I am learning, and indeed all of us are together as one. The collective is enhanced by my learning. My learning is enhanced by the collective doing, and together we elevate all of Klal Yisrael and all of the learning and doing. So, v'hatorah niknes ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. One of these, the Torah, is acquired through lilmod, learning, almenas lasos, and the two enhance each other back and forth on a personal level and on a collective level. Thank you so much for learning together today.